Unfortunately, in the last number of weeks, particularly since Halloween weekend and possibly the weekend before Halloween, things just seem to have escalated as such in Fulcair there, unfortunately. And it's at the stage now, there's a lot of nuisance noise going on late at night, shall we say. It's beside residential houses. It's actually in the vicinity of the town itself, or in the town boundaries. Look, people can't get to sleep. Elderly people can't get to sleep. There's small children there. There's babies there that totally are crying all night with the noise. They can't get to sleep themselves. The parents can't get them to sleep. It's causing big problems. The fireworks going off as well. We've been into our third weekend now. Understand again that fireworks is going off. They're going to say anything about the fireworks going off, don't they? They've been set off close to people's houses, shooting over the roofs. There was one incident there Halloween weekend, apparently, where the firework actually landed up in the spouting. Now, this is very dangerous. This could ignite a house, ignite a roof, anything at all, like. And it's just, as I've said today, the only way forward is to get a meeting with ourselves, councillors, the guards, the teachers, the church leaders and so on, basically in the areas, the whole community, just the whole wider Clonmany area, because it's Fulcaire, it's got a Hork, there's difficulties there just emerging at the minute, and we don't want that to continue as such. And it's just my view on the whole thing going forward is, look, young people will be young people, but just I think we need to start trying to get education in here as well of the dangers, of the concerns. They probably don't realise, to be fair, they're having their own fun in that noise and so on, this kind of thing going on, but they don't realise the implications they're having on the residents and the neighbours there, particularly, say, on small kids and that, not getting sleep. There's elderly people there as well, there's people going to hospital and that. There's a whole array of things here that just, and I think it's all for the want of just not knowing what's going on, what is happening. And as I say, hopefully going forward, a meeting alongside ourselves and the relevant bodies all pull together. I don't think it's going to work unless everybody pulls together, Donal. A number of agencies all pull together, and from that meeting or a series of meetings going forward, how do we address things going forward? And as I say, I come back to it again, for the young people, not downing them, but just how to best educate them and make them actually realise what's going on here. Nobody's doing anybody having a bit of fun. They're having fun, and there's fun, and it's unfortunately now it's gone beyond the fun stage, and it's causing a serious problem. And I just want to get it addressed before something serious happens.